the administration, and it was a really eye-opening experience that I think a lot of people should see. You know, even maybe our president ought to go down there and take a look for himself.
I mean, you and I both know Biden's not going down anytime soon. Thank you for calling in, Kevin. Tell us what you saw that in Eagle Pass. I mean, I tell people this way: if you told me that I had to run an experiment where I was going to try to get into the U.S. not even as a surrender, but as a gotaway. So if you just said, Buck, I'm going to drop you in, you know, drop me somewhere in northern Mexico and say, I want to see if you can get into the United States illegally and make it through Border Patrol. I would think, I'm not as fleet of foot as I used to be in my 20s, but I would think that I have a 90% chance of getting into the country, honestly. Just knowing the basics about how overstretched Border Patrol is, what they're dealing with, what the tactics are that the cartels use. Now, I might have to pay off the cartel to do it, but I'm just saying that's how easy it is to get into the country now. I think 9 out of 10 times I would get through as a gotaway, not even as a surrender. I promise Monday, Tuesday, we'll have more holiday cheer for all of you. I know we did a lot of news today, but we had a lot of news happening today. And it's always an honor to get to hang out with all of you. Thank you for joining in from across the country. I try not to get too nostalgic and too emotive here at the mic, but as we're closing up another year here on Clay and Buck, it is such an honor to be in this role, on this show, co-hosting it with Clay every day and getting to talk to all of you. You're such a fantastic audience of amazing patriots, and we're really honored every day. I mean, I feel very lucky to be able to do this job. And I bring everything I can to it. Clay brings everything he can to it every single day. Back with you on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? All the best shooters do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Mantis X is used by the U.S. military and special forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent in your shooting ability. Start improving your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's Mantis, the letter X.com.
Every American needs an edge. The other guy's working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically. Thankfully, there's Chalk, C-H-O-Q. Chalk's all-natural herbal daily supplements have been proven to improve testosterone and give an energy and focus boost to every person that subscribes to this daily regimen.
That's right. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. This boost is all thanks to the patriots at Chalk who scoured the globe to find the most pure and potent ingredients that are double tested in the lab to ensure the highest quality products.
For a limited time only, use code CLAY for 35% off any Chalk subscription for life when you visit CHOQ.com. That's CHOQ.com, an incredible offer, a lifetime offer. One more time, CHOQ.com, and the code CLAY, 35% off any Chalk subscription for life.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done. When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ Talk
Live
Radio
from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Correspondent Jennifer King reports that small retailers say foot traffic is up this holiday season, but shoppers are making smaller purchases as they confront higher prices.
Nathan Walden owns two gift shops in Oakland, California. He says wholesale prices for specialty candles increased 20 to 40%. Passing on the increase slows the rate of sale and cuts into the shop's margins. Stephanie Sala runs Five Little Monkeys, a chain of toy stores in the Bay Area. She says 2021 had a YOLO feel to it. Shoppers were splurging. This year, Sala says, they'll still be ahead of 2019, but purchases are more low-key, with Legos, Pokemon, and mushroom-related toys popular this year.
Also at townhall.com, the Senate sends President Biden a bill to keep government open through December 23rd.
The Senate has passed legislation to fund the government for an additional week as lawmakers race to finish work on a full-year spending package before they head home for the holidays and a new Congress is sworn in. Congress in September passed a bill to keep the government running through midnight Friday. The latest extension now goes to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law and funds federal agencies through December 23rd. That will give lawmakers more time to fashion a roughly $1.7 trillion package. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the president promoting a law known as the PACT Act, which helps veterans get screened for exposure to toxins.
We have a lot of obligations as Americans. We only have one sacred obligation. Let's prepare those we send to war and care for them and their families when they come home from war.
The president spoke at a Delaware National Guard facility named after his son, who served as a major in Iraq and later died of brain cancer. The Dow is down 346 points. The Nasdaq off 123. More at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. We are at war with an invisible enemy that impacts us all, especially here in Las Vegas. I'm talking about electromagnetic waves, EMFs from our phones and electronics, smart meters, Wi-Fi, and especially the new, more powerful 5G. If you're experiencing immune challenges, sleeplessness, headaches, muscle aches, weight gain, or just feel extra stress, it could be your body's natural reaction when it feels under attack. Your solution is Life Armor, a 30-year proven health technology that powers up your body's natural defenses from harmful waves, EMF, Wi-Fi, and 5G. It's like your own personal force field. The results are immediate. Life Armor improves your physical and mental performance instantly. Go to lifearmor.us. Check out their wearable protective accessories. I wear their bracelet and pendant. Life Armor offers a 100% money-back guarantee and a 20-year warranty. Protect yourself and your family. Go to lifearmor.us. Use code WAR and save 20%. Lifearmor.us.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Southern Nevada's water boss says states that rely on the Colorado River water need to do the math and face reality as they work on stabilizing the river's water level. Southern Nevada Water Authority General Manager John Ensminger says California and Arizona will have to bear the brunt of the cuts, which are being mandated by federal officials, in order to keep the Lake Mead and Lake Powell viable. Since 2000, the two states have accounted for 70% of the water consumed along the Colorado River. In June, federal officials told the seven states that rely on Colorado River water to come up with a plan to cut their water usage by about 30%. How to divvy up the cuts among the states is yet to be decided, so federal officials are now coming up with a plan of their own. Five finalists have been chosen to submit ideas for the 1 October Memorial, including two Las Vegas architectural firms. 21 teams have submitted proposals, which were judged by a seven-person panel. The five finalists each have a $50,000 budget to put together their presentation. It'll be delivered on January 25th. The memorial will honor those which were killed during the country's deadliest mass shooting on October 1st, back in 2017.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a multi-vehicle accident there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange. Crews are on scene, and you're going to want to stay to the left as you squeeze through there. You're pretty much backed up to Decatur there on 215 westbound on the Southern Beltway.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, December 16th. We are closing in on Christmas. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of us are going to be traveling. In fact, 31% of us, believe it or not, are going to be traveling this Christmas. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be joined in just a couple minutes by Congressman Mark Amadei. But one thing we do at the beginning of every Friday show is we celebrate the best day of the week.
Man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday. Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
You know better. It's the best day of the week. It's the day we let our hair down, and no better way to kick it off than visit with a good friend and a guy who has been a patriot in our state. He has represented District 2 really, really well over the years. Congressman Mark Amadei, who joins us from CD2 up north. Give me a quick weather report. What's going on up there?
Hey, Kevin. It's as you know, it's cold most of the time up here, much colder than you, and it still is, but it's warm compared to the last week, and reportedly going to get warm through the weekend, but nobody needs to break out their tank tops and their suntan lotion yet.
I gotta congratulate you. you're one of the few people that were able to win in these congressional races. It was tough sledding. First of all, congratulations on the reelection. Was it more difficult, less difficult than you thought it would be?
You know, Kevin, I'll say this: it was gratifying because we haven't changed the recipe over the years. It's like do a good job, focus on the issues, study the issues, and then tell people why you voted the way you did. So that in this, what it seems like is growing in the last decade, this gotcha mentality of social media and a lot of the national media, you can say, well, the reason why is you missed this, this, and this, and those were important facts for Nevada, that's why we voted for it. Now, people may not agree with the way you voted, Kevin, still, but you know what? They at least had a conversation about the process instead of the political agenda, you know, or soundbite, which at the end of the day, it's very gratifying to have that people say, I appreciate what you're doing, even though I don't always agree with you. You're doing what you're supposed to do on the issues and on Nevada. So we ended up with a 15-point win, which is, you know, we've been between 15 and 22 across the 10 years, and I was very gratified to see this. Like, you know, that must be working because we don't do a bunch of stuff. We go out and throw a bunch of smoke in the air and call the other person a rotten SOB. We just tell people why we think we're doing a good job of representing them, and if they agree, we'd appreciate their vote.
I know people have told me, and I think you may have told me privately at one point, that at some point you would like to come home. Have you given any thought to running for another office that might be statewide, or just some other office, and not have to do this thing every 2 years?
Well, you know, first of all, nothing changes. Like, hey, I'm 64, which in this day and age, you're starting to refer to yourself as the old guy. you know, that hasn't changed. Like, hey, I still want to come home while I have a chance to, you know, be an active member of the Older I Get, the Better I Was Club. But, you know, what keeps things changing at the moment, or at least so far in this venture, has been, we're in a position to guard against bad stuff for Nevada, to help get good stuff done for Nevada. And that's all in Nevada. And so, you know, you're like, hey, when's a good transition time? So we evaluate that every cycle, Kevin. And that includes, you know, hey, is there something to do if you want to stay in politics? Or is there something to do if you want to get out of politics to still feel like you're giving back? So that goes on. None of that's been shut down, but right now, you know, through no fault of my own, I guess, to be a cardinal, one of the 15 subcommittee chairs in appropriations, to be one of the senior members on the interior appropriations subcommittee with Dave Joyce, who's the chair from Ohio that we have a great relationship with. I'm excited about carrying the Nevada flag and defending Nevada from some of the, you know, and I know you run a nice family show, so I'll just say some of the bovine scat that is coming out of this administration and you know, other areas.
I'll take my finger off the dump button. Thank you very much. Okay. What's it going to be like being in the majority, though? Even though it's not a big majority, what do you sense is that going to be about?
Well, I think it's like, listen, I think Nancy Pelosi had the same buffer last time, five seats or something like that. Obviously, we're not like the Democrats. I think she put horse heads in all their beds so that if anybody thought about getting out of line, you know, they knew where their kids went to school or something like that. But having, and that's a joke for those people who want to be offended, please be offended. But it's a joke, and so, you know, be offended. Because I've got great jokes or don't. But having said that, it's like, hey, the challenge for Republicans, let's just put it right out there. You've been given a majority. You need to use it to promote common sense government stuff that's you know, that's Republican in nature, as opposed to the 4 years and especially the last 2 years that we've had with, you know, the D's had everything. And so it's like, use this opportunity to prove to those people who supported you that they did the right thing. And then, you know, heck, Kevin, election 2024 is already underway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
No, that's
and difference.
And that's going to be an opportunity to expand this majority. If, thin though it is now, it might grow in 2024. I want to ask you, though, and you kind of rolled through it. Is it possible you're going to have either a committee chairmanship or a subcommittee chairmanship?
Yeah, I'm going to be a subcommittee chair, what they call one of the 12 cardinals on appropriations.
That's great. How the money is spent. I want to ask you about a piece of legislation that did pass, and it was harmless and innocuous, and it's the Respect for Marriage Act, which is more than its title. Can you talk a little bit about how that became law and what's actually in the bill?
Well, it was completely a Democratic political ploy, because they looked at a sidebar, if you will, that Clarence Thomas said in the Dobbs decision that said that there's no federal right to an abortion. It's up to the states. And so for Nevada, that meant absolutely nothing changed, because Nevada voters over 30 years ago said, here's the rules for abortion. You don't have to have a reason for the first 6 months. And after that, you know, there's exceptions where you can still get one. None of that, I'll say it again slowly, none of that changed as a result of the Dobbs decision. But there's this whole thing about, well, oh my God, Clarence Thomas said something about revisiting same-sex marriage or contraception or that stuff, and these folks took that and made it sound like that was the decision. It has absolutely no impact. And so in Nevada, Kevin, the voters in 2020 put the ability to do same-sex marriage in the Constitution. It's done. No offense to those people who are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you voted against that. And our press release covers it. Nothing changed. Nothing changed as a result of the Dobbs decision in Nevada regarding, A, abortion, and, B, the voter. And, by the way, both of these were voter initiatives. And, B, the voter said, you can do that. That's what the rule is in Nevada. So there was a genius or two in an editorial department that said, you know, the marriage ought to be as good in Florida as your driver's license is. Well, I got news for you. It is. It's called the Full Faith and Credit Clause in the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, for all these people that like what maybe Nancy is doing on these things, it's like, I got news for you. I wonder how much you'd like the federal government sticking its nose in if Lindsey Graham's, you got 15 weeks to decide whether or not to get an abortion thing, basically wiped out the will of Nevada voters again, you know. So it's totally a political advertising ploy. Nothing for people who want to get a same-sex marriage in Nevada has changed. If they want to go to Florida, the same-sex marriage in Nevada or the other, Kevin, 35 states which allow it, nothing makes that not entitled to the full faith and credit, the same as your driver's license is. So political consultants, have a blast, you know, trying to make a problem where there is one. There is absolutely none. And as my press release indicated, I voted no again.
I want to ask you, because this is important stuff. I'm not sure when the last time you were at the southern border, but we've got the expiration of Title 42 that is looming next week, and we've got tens of thousands of illegal immigrants waiting to come crashing across our southern border. What is the right thing to do? And we're down to a matter of maybe hours before this thing expires.
Well, there's a rumor going around right now that there will be a proposal to do some immigration reform coming out of the Senate early next week that will be tied to the Omni, and the flip side of that will be Title 42 will be continued, and the asylum in place on the other side of the border would be continued. Now, Kevin, you know D.C. rumors. it's like I wouldn't count on that. I mean, we got our ear to the ground, and I was asked by another reporter. I said, listen, anything responsible that comes up, I'll take an open-minded look at, because the situation at the border is awful. But I want to go just a little bit deeper, Kevin. Part of the reason, a big part of the reason that it is that way, since Ronald Reagan last visited the issue, both sides in the Congress leadership, for whatever political reason, and none of them, if I call it a political reason, it's like, well, that's not really why you're there. But anyhow, both sides have shirked their duty, because there is a line in the Constitution that says the Congress shall establish a system of naturalization. That means immigration. And regardless of who was in charge, and regardless of who was in the White House, we haven't done anything for 30-plus years now. And part of the big reason why we're sitting there dealing with knee-jerk this and political that is because we have not done our job and said, here's the new set of rules. And by the way, Kevin, it's not exactly wild and crazy to go, you know, in the last 35 years or whatever it is exactly, a few things have changed in the world, and maybe we ought to take a look at that stuff.
I would be remiss if I did not ask you. You won your race comfortably by 15 points, but there are others that did not win. They were not so fortunate. Yes, we have a new Republican governor. You know, we've got a controller. We've got a lieutenant governor that's Republican, and that is great, and we celebrate that. We really honestly do. But there are a lot of people that are still looking for that big red wave that never, ever happened. You have any idea what happened?
Yeah, you know what I'll tell you. First of all, candidates matter. And I know that there are some consultants that will say, no, 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 you just need the right consultant. Well, I respectfully disagree. Candidates matter. Messaging matters. And then here's the one that's the most frustrating, having been watching things pretty closely for about 30 years at the state, local, and you know, regional level, and that is, we still, as Republicans, have not learned the lesson of the Democrats on turnout. And so it's like, I don't like the way the voting rules are at the moment, and those need to be changed. But nonetheless, they're the rules until they aren't. And Adam Laxalt does a pretty good job of describing how everybody's tracking everything at the close of early voting, so they know pretty much what's going on in terms of who's mailed in and who's done traditional absentee, and so they're working on their election day stuff. But you look at the history of that, and it's like, okay, so they felt pretty good. And what they didn't, and Republicans traditionally don't do, is like, okay, because all those ballots are mailed out, and we know which ones haven't been turned in yet. Some of those people will be Election Day voters, but a bunch of them could still theoretically turn those in. The Democratic national machine that was working for Senator Cortez Masto knew who those people were on their side of the ledger, and they went out and farmed the heck out of them for 72 hours to get those ballots back in. And you know what? There's no reason why we shouldn't be doing that, too. I'll just leave it at that.
There are people, and again, Mark Amaday joining us from CD2, there are people across the country saying we need a change of leadership, beginning with Ronna McDaniel and all the way down to county Republicans. And I'm curious what you think of that. Is it a change of leadership that we need, or just a change of policy?
Well, I think it's a change in focus. You know, and I don't know Ronna McDaniel very well. I know Michael McDonald very well, the Nevada guy. And it's like, you know, I don't care if you bring in a new person. If you don't concentrate on how to get out votes, those votes that I just specifically talked about, I don't care what the person's name is. I really don't. And you can talk about ground game. That's good. You should, because that's the mother's milk. But it's like, until it's an all-of-the-above thing to where it's like, now we know, if you didn't before, you've got to make sure that you get as much of your Republican and independent mail stuff in those 72 hours between the close of early voting and the opening of in-person voting, If that's not a big part of your plan, then I don't care what your name is. So, I know in this sport, anything with a scoreboard, you know, it's like, oh, the football coach stinks and he or she runs too much or passes too much.